Welcome to the Unity Podcast. I'm Reverend Anna Hokangas. Join with me in exploring another spiritual idea and tools that you might use in your life every day.
Today's topic is stepping out, stepping up. And what does that really mean? Stepping out kind of feels like you're risking something, doesn't it? And stepping up means you're rising up. Well, let's take a deeper look at what do I mean by stepping out and stepping up. I'd like to tell you the story of this donkey. He was wandering around on the farm, and he ended up falling down an abandoned well and was crying and crying because he couldn't get out. And the farmer came to the edge of the well and looked in, and it was really deep and really dark, and he knew there was no way he was going to get this donkey out of the well. And so he went out to talk to a few of his neighbors to say, "Would you please come and help me? I need to do something with this poor donkey. He's stuck in the bottom of the well." And they all came and they all looked as well, and they decided, no, there's no way this donkey's going to get out of this well. So they all grabbed shovels and they started to shovel soil into the well. And with every shovelful, the donkey shook off the soil and stepped on the soil. And after a short while, the donkey was actually at the very top of the well because they had filled the well up with soil, and he had kept climbing on top of the soil and was finally free and climbed out of the well and was free. And I guess the moral of the story is that we can get out of the deepest wells when we never give up. And that to shake it off, whatever it is that's going on, and just step up. So if you have something going on, just keep going, because there is the promise of something better, for sure. So change your thinking, change your life. And really, if that donkey had just decided to just be buried and not change his thinking and not be desperate, then he would have still been in the bottom of that well, and yet he changed his thinking. He saw hope. He saw hope with that soil that was coming down. And yes, it sounds simple when you've got stuff being thrown at you, when life is throwing things at you. And it's not always easy, even though it sounds simple. So in Unity, we don't deny that a condition exists. We just deny that it has any power over us. Because as soon as you go into that state of denying that it has power over you, there are new ideas, new possibilities that start to fill your awareness that may not have been there when you were really afraid or really constricted. Does that make sense? So I'd like to talk about asking some questions. And then I'd like to feature Brené Brown and her book, Braving the Wilderness, which is our book of the month, by the way. I hope you've had a chance to read through it. If not, I really recommend that you pick a copy up. It's a really great book. One of our spiritual powers is imagination. And you can imagine the worst, or you can imagine the best. So if you have a belief that you're too fat, too old, too young, too inflexible, too hypermobile, too injured, too healthy, too poor, too rich, too stupid, too smart, too righteous, not righteous enough, then you get to be right. Because that's how life works. What you focus on grows. And so if there is an area in your life that isn't working, what has been your focus? These beliefs actually create what's called a prison for your mind, because it doesn't allow for any other possible thoughts to come into mind. That is what's at the top of your mind, is that thing that you're focusing on, the thing that you don't want or the thing that you're trying to push away. So any time that we give up on ourselves and forget to celebrate every possibility to live life outside the lines, we're condemning ourselves to a life of limitations. And it can become almost natural to do that. And so I'm not saying that it's wrong or that you're bad because you have forgotten and aren't coloring outside of the lines. What I'm inviting you to do is consider that life can be grander and more amazing and more peaceful and more prosperous and healthier and more abundant just by changing your belief system. It's time to celebrate yourself, to stand up, to own the moment, to choose life. Nothing gets better unless you make it better yourself. It's up to you. Giving up on ourselves is the greatest mistake we can make in our lifetime. And giving up on ourselves might be as simple as saying, "Oh, I guess this is just the way it's always going to be." And that can be so insidious that we resign ourselves to that reality. And the thing is that there are no limits. Life does not create the limits. We do. Our work is to go beyond the challenges that life has set up for us, because we all have problems. It's a matter of stepping up to the plate, because we can grow or we can die. We can go big or we can go home. If we let life suck the life out of us, we've already lost. And there are some areas of life that I know it's easy to just give up. But I invite you to think about your life as a whole. If one area isn't working, it has a tendency to kind of permeate into the rest of your life. And so even if everything else is really great, there's that thing, whatever it is, that's out of balance, that can suck the life out of all of the good that's going on. So I invite you to think about your life holistically and say, I'm not going to give up on that. I may not know what to do at this moment, but as I sit quietly and allow my awareness to be filled with whatever it is that might be the next thing for me to do to have this transformed into something better, then the answer starts to bubble up because you've made space for it. It doesn't matter what we can't do. It matters what we believe we can accomplish. I remember I was told once that if any person on earth has ever accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish, then you can do it too, that it's possible. There are a multitude of stories of people triumphing over huge hardships. I remember my son with his hip disease. With using visualization and imagination, he healed and actually regrew the bone back in his leg and no longer has a problem. Now, would a doctor have said, "Oh yeah, you can grow the bone back?" He would have said, "No, you're not a frog. You can't grow a leg back or a bone back. Like what? You know, don't be crazy." The thing is that if you believe you can accomplish it, it's possible. Now, maybe not in the way that you thought. Now, when my son healed his hip and grew the bone back, he wasn't focusing on growing the bone back. He was focused on being as healthy as he could possibly be and being as active as he could possibly be. And as a consequence, life, God, spirit found a way to have that happen for him. So let go and let God. The difference between the possible and the impossible lies in the choices that we make to either affirm life or to deny it. And you may have had all kinds of reasons to say it's not possible for me to do that, or I've tried so many times and it's not working. See, the thing you have to remember is you may have sat and even prayed saying that, "Oh, I wish that this would be better," and imagined your life better. But then the next day, you're worried about it again. Do you realize that you canceled out all that work that you did the day before by putting all kinds of energy into focusing on that which you don't want? And I know it sounds impossible sometimes to stay focused on the positive, but the thing is that focusing on that which you desire is really the only way for it to unfold for you. Have you been playing the victim of circumstance, yielding to current circumstances? Because I know that we all are going through this time with the coronavirus and all of its implications. And there are many people who have thrived in this time. And there are also many people who have suffered. And what do you think the difference is? It's in the attitude and the belief that you can get through it. That you can get through it and actually thrive. That it's not just a matter of survival. How about affirming the life, the possibility within, and open to the world that lies before you? And what might that look like? So let's just take a moment, close your eyes just for a minute, and think about something that you're struggling with, something that perhaps you've said, I really don't want this, I don't like this, I don't want to have this, it's just not pleasant for me. What might you think instead? What might you be grateful for? Because that's really some place that you can go. So let's say you looked in the mirror this morning and you thought, oh my God, I'm getting wrinkled and old. Well, from now on, if that's what you keep saying to yourself, guess what? Those wrinkles start to happen even more. They do. And every time you see yourself, you're going to see more and more wrinkles. How about looking at yourself and looking at the beauty of who you are, the wonder of who you are? After a while, you won't even notice the wrinkles. You won't even notice the fact that you're aging. And that's the way it works. It can be subtle, it can be simple, it can seem ridiculously simple. But that's how it works. Because what you focus on grows. Your words, your feelings, especially if you have emotion behind your words, have tremendous power. So what is it that you're focusing on? So I have a short video. I have several short videos today. And this is about privilege. And it's from Brené Brown talking about her book, Braving the Wilderness. And I'd like you to hear what she has to say, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about it after, so you'll have something to think about, okay?
Opting out of speaking out because we may get criticized, to me, is the definition of privilege. Like, I don't really have to speak out because there are no crosses burning in my front yard. My kids seem pretty safe. You know, I'm not getting pulled over. I'm not, you know, Everything seems fine. So to opt out because it's safe is what privilege is. And so the way I think we have the conversations is you stay grounded in your humility and curiosity, and you say, here's what I believe. Let me spare you coming back and telling me how imperfect it is by saying right up front, I know it's going to be imperfect, but I'm not going to let my imperfection move me away from the conversation because it's too important.
Did you ever think that not saying something was actually privilege? You know, we talk about Black Lives Matter and all of the different things that are going on in the world right now, and how we may have biases that we don't even realize that we have. Something called implicit bias is when you have a bias and you don't realize that you do. And I think that idea of privilege is really bang on. You may not agree with it, but it certainly had me thinking. I mean, I've often said to you, you'll know when something is yours to do. You'll know when it's time for you to stand up, to step out. The thing is that there's a real fine line, a real fine dance there. And that is, are you focused on the good that you can bring in your participation? Or are you looking at fighting against something if you were to rise up about a certain situation? Because those two things will have very different consequences for you and for everybody involved. If you engage in a war against something or a fight against something, then what you're actually doing is perpetuating the war, the fight. Whereas if you ask yourself inside, how can I bring love to this situation, and allow the wisdom that's within you to bubble up and guide you in what's yours to do, then there's so much more power in the positive influence that you can have. And the thing is that you are the first person to receive that benefit. So I know that when you watch the news and you hear of some of the horrible things that people do to each other, that it can be really challenging and really difficult. And what do you do in that situation? Well, what we like to say here at Unity is that what you focus on grows. And so if you focus on war and fight, then you'll have more reasons to fight and more reasons for there to be a war. But if you focus on fill my awareness with that which I require to be a loving presence in this situation, then know without a doubt that the right answers will fill your awareness. So implicit bias is that kind of thing where we don't necessarily know that we have a bias towards something. Specifically, it refers to attitudes or stereotypes that affect our understanding, our actions and decisions in an unconscious way, making them really hard to control. And so you may not ever even know what some of your implicit biases are. Understanding and addressing biases that you may possess are important so that you can be aware of how you treat and interact with others, both consciously and subconsciously. And revealing what your unconscious biases can also be revealed just by asking yourself, can I now move forward through this day and be aware of where I may be biased so that I can then change my mind and change my thinking. I remember a woman I was speaking to a couple of weeks ago who said that she had an unconscious bias for a particular ethnic group of people. And whenever she came in contact with them, and she didn't realize that she was doing this, but she felt nervous and uncomfortable. And she was sharing that with me, saying that now that I realize that, I realize how ridiculous it is because they're just people just like me. And where did I come up with that bias? Why am I nervous and afraid around them and not around someone else? She didn't even know them. But that's one of those implicit biases. And she was really grateful that she recognized that that was there and now is making a change in the way that she responds. Why is this important? Because your beliefs create your world. So whether you realize what your beliefs are or don't, your world is being created by the unconscious and the conscious thoughts and beliefs that you have. And so our journey together, this spiritual journey, is really about uncovering some of the things that are getting in our own way that we may not be aware of. And so I may poke at certain things, and you'll go, oh, I didn't know that. And that's okay. That's what this journey is all about. So here's another little clip from Brené Brown, Ask the Questions.
I mean, it really is going to take a million acts of kindness and consciousness to change this. When you're at work, and someone says a joke that's really anti-immigrant or anti-transgender, instead of laughing and walking away or just not saying anything, walking away, you just look and say, Jesus. I mean, you don't have to say, I'm really offended and these people are our brothers and sisters, because people can't hear that. You can say, Jesus, that's not funny. Or like, hey, dude, if you have to hurt other people, you're not that funny.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I mean, if a million of us did that, if a million people tomorrow just said, I don't really understand Black Lives Matter. I don't really get it. I want to try to understand it. I don't want to try to protect myself from it or defend against it. I just want to try to understand it. Maybe 200,000 may change their mind. Maybe 800,000 will keep the same opinion. but there will be a shift in the consciousness of the country.
Absolutely.
Just by asking the questions.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, you know, with Brené saying that, isn't it true that a lot of what you hear people talking about when they're talking about the world and the state of humanity and some of the challenges that we have, that we're focused on the problem as the big problem, rather than, like she says, a million little questions, a million little actions are going to make the difference, are going to create the shift. So don't feel frustrated that you don't know what you should do or how you should act. Just know that when you're open to whatever it is that is yours to do, and you have asked for the stillness to make you aware of that, that you will be exactly where you need to be when you need to be there to make a difference, to be the love in that situation. Could I have full screen here, Randy? Thich Nhat Hanh says, enlightenment for a wave in the ocean is the moment the wave realizes it is water. When we realize we are not separate, but a part of the huge ocean of everything, we become enlightened. We realize this through practice, and we remain awake and aware of this more through practice. And that's really the bottom line, is that we're not going to do things perfectly, and we're not going to remember all of the time. The life is like that. We're going to forget. We're going to be distracted. I mean, our conscious mind is only 5% of who we are. 95% is all of our unconscious thoughts and beliefs, including the thoughts of everyone else that are part of the collective, because we are like the wave in the ocean. We are part of the ocean of this consciousness, of this way of believing and thinking. And that once we start to realize, one person at a time, that we are all one, then the attitude begins to shift. And I, for one, really do believe that we are on the leading edge of creating that shift in the world. And so keep on keeping on. Keep on being that beautiful, caring, loving, compassionate person that you are, because that is making a difference, even if you can't measure it, even if you can't see it. Because the love of who you are, ultimately, is what defines the reality in your life and permeates out to everyone else that is around you. And another short video about belonging by Brené Brown.
And there's this part from Braving the Wilderness that it really changed me. It's the practice that came from the book, and it is, don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you don't belong, because you will always find it. Don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you're not enough, because you'll always find it. Our worth and our belonging are not negotiated with other people. We carry those inside of our hearts.
Who you are is enough, because you create your reality through the law of mind action, which is that law that as you think something, into spirit, into this infinite field of pure potentiality, it responds back with exactly what it is that you've put out there. And so recognize that you are enough. And if you are at a stage in your life where you just don't feel worthy or don't feel like you're enough because of something that's going on, then release that. Because you are perfect and whole, and you have something to contribute. You are enough, because you are you, and you were made to be you. And so who you are is enough. Do you hear me? Who you are is enough. This spiritual journey is stepping out into the unknown. What will we bring with us? What are we willing to leave behind? That's really the question. I don't think that it's worth it to bring all the old baggage with us. That's gone. You can actually say, my life begins from this moment. Yes, I have all this past, But you don't have to carry that baggage with you. You don't have to carry that bag of boulders with you. You can say, I am who I am with the awareness that I have today because of what I went through, and I can create my life from this moment forward in any way that I choose. I am worthy. Say that with me. I am worthy. Yes, you are. Since your first breath, your soul has continually called you to be brave. Step up regardless of what others say or think, because this is your time. If not now, then when? And you know, I say your soul has continually called you to be brave. Absolutely everything you do when you did it the first time took courage, took bravery. And that's something to be celebrated. And that's something that you're hardwired with. You have it within you because there is a part of you that knows that if you have a desire to accomplish something, then that desire is already fulfilled in the mind of God. So move forward. Be yourself. Just stand in your truth. Ask yourself, if I was living my life fully, what would I be doing? And then do it. Because who are you waiting for? Because if you don't, then who will? They can't do it for you. Each of us has a unique part to play in the healing of the world, Marianne Williamson. And so you may not think that your life has a huge impact on the world. Thing is that it really does, because you are part of the mosaic of life and you are equally as important as anyone else. It doesn't matter about their stature in life or how much money they have or how young or how old they are. That has nothing to do with it. You are unique and you play a very important role. And when Marianne Williams says in healing the world, it's not healing it of sickness or illness. It's healing it from the idea that we're somehow separate from each other, that we're somehow not each equally valuable. And when we can heal that attitude, can you imagine the kind of world we'll live in? We're getting there. The Unity teachings are actually a perfect roadmap for our spiritual, emotional, physical, and financial awakening. And then you take those teachings, the spiritual teachings, and you make them your own, and you use them however you choose to use them. So how brave are you willing to be to step out and step up into your magnificence? So from the book Braving the Universe, she has an acronym for braving. For each of the letters. So B is for boundaries. Set, hold, and respect boundaries. Reliability. Learn to say what you mean and mean what you say. Accountability. Step up. Be accountable. Take responsibility and issue meaningful apologies when you're wrong. Vault. Keep confidences. Recognize what is ours to share and what's not. Integrity. Practice your values even when it's difficult and hard. Non-judgment. Give and receive help. And G, generosity. Learn how to be generous in your assumptions about others. You are an integral part of humanity. Every person has a story that they can tell about how these teachings have changed their life. And you may not be a person who goes around saying, oh, look at me, I studied Unity, and so now I know how to live my life, and that's why I'm so prosperous and abundant and healthy and all of that stuff. No, you don't have to go yelling it off the rooftops or proclaiming it to anybody. But as you live it, with the confidence that comes with knowing that you are worthwhile, that you are always divinely guided, that you are always supported. You walk with a lightness to you. You walk in a way that people notice, and they may come to you and say, how is it that in spite of all of the things that are going on, you seem to be able to maintain such a wonderful disposition, that you're able to be so prosperous, that you're able to, and you can fill in the blanks. Because the evidence of you walking your spiritual path with a confidence that has come from knowing that that's true for you really affects everyone around you. Now is the time to share your good, whatever that is. And that may be as simple as just being kind to people, noticing individuals, and be strong in your conviction and stronger in your faith. The world needs you. Step out of your comfort zone and step up into who you have come here to be. And only you know what that is. Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? This was from a song called Lose Yourself by Eminem. So would you capture it or would you just let it slip? And the thing is that the more consciously, deliberately you live, the more those opportunities, when they show up, you can grab them and embrace them and have them become part of your reality. So now is the time. If not you, then who?
Oh yeah, so this is the close of the book. Yeah, okay. I'll leave you with this. There will be times when standing alone feels too hard, too scary, and we'll doubt our ability to make our way through the uncertainty. Someone somewhere will say, don't do it. You don't have what it takes to survive the wilderness. This is when you reach deep into your wild heart and remind yourself, I am the wilderness.
I am the wilderness. You are the wilderness. So we talked about asking questions, and Brené Brown gave us some ideas to think about from the book Braving the Wilderness. I hope you got some nuggets from this, and perhaps we can have a chat about it one day when we're back together again. So let's anchor this with I Am Free, Dedri Francois and Emilio Zaris.
I'm grateful to have learned the truth. I've listened to the words my heart has spoken. Divinely blessed and guided, I no longer search fulfillment from excuses with no purpose. I am free from all the shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love and fold my destiny. I lift the veils that shadowed me. I see the love and beauty that abounds me. No longer cling to thoughts I thought protected me. I've braved it all, and now I live with purpose. I am free from all the shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love and fold my destiny. I am free. I bless my past mistakes. Bless all the scars they've made. I bless them all, the lessons learned, they brought me where I am today. I am free, free from all the shackles that surround me, free to choose give my life new meaning, free to change, to love and fold my destiny. I am free, free from all the shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love and fold my destiny.